I wish this was actually a meeting where we had sort of a fuller participation of experts from capitals. Frankly, I think we could spend easily a full day just dissecting and discussing the presentations we've just heard. I would like to commend all the presenters. These were really, well, first and foremost, important and interesting activities, but also clear and useful presentations, some of which were quite new. I'm, for example, very heavily involved in questions of dual-use research oversight and had no idea about many of the activities that WHO is undertaking at the moment, and I'm eager to learn more now. So very valuable. I regret that even I'm not greedy enough to throw questions to all these presenters, so I'm going to concentrate my fire, if you don't mind a military metaphor. Dr. Kojima, you talked about a couple things that I wanted to ask you to elaborate on. One was you mentioned that with the new biosafety manual, you have shifted the focus, and if I understood correctly, moving away from sort of a more stratified, rigid approach to one that's more nuanced and risk-based, both based on specific activities. If that is a correct understanding, I'm curious what you see as the biggest challenges in implementation of that sort of guidance going forward. The other is, I wondered if you could talk a little bit more about your plans for the development and promulgation of the biosecurity guidance. Thank you.